Africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of Festival. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
President Hichilema urges youth to make the most of government empowerment programs. ZCLU joins Global Coalition in U.S. Supreme Court brief on birthright citizenship. In global news, Libyan authorities order the arrest of three suspects in killing of Saif al-Islam Gaddafi. Good evening and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news. My name is Constance Mwizi Namwinga. President Hakainde Hichilema has challenged youth to take full advantage of opportunities provided through government programs aimed at improving their future. Speaking this afternoon at the launch of this year's National Youth Indaba under the theme Arise and Soar, President Hichilema emphasized that government remains committed to investing in youth and has placed their needs at the center of its agenda. The head of state urged young people to believe in their capacity and capabilities and leverage the various programs offered by government. Meanwhile, President Hichilema also called on youth to turn out in large numbers on 13th August to exercise their right to vote in this year's general elections.
On the 13th of August this year, wake up and go and vote. Don't sit at home. Voting gives you a door inside. First, you know now there will be women in Parliament. There will be youth in Parliament. Choose leaders that you believe offer an opportunity for you to accept, to accept. Don't leave it to anybody else. Take charge of your life. Don't sit at home and just, I am the blind results, but you didn't go and vote. You are asking for how are the results coming out, but you didn't go and vote. So who do you want to vote for you?
At the same event, Youth, Sports and Arts Minister Elvis Nkandu announced that all government ministries and departments will now include interns, creating over 2,000 job opportunities for young people. Mr. Nkandu also highlighted that the private sector has employed a significant number of youth thanks to a conducive business environment fostered by government under the UPND administration.
Your president, my president, our president, all of us that this year the minister should have an intern. P.S. Kangwa should have an intern. Jito Kayumba should have an intern. Levi Ngoma should have an intern. All the PSs, all the ministers, including the Kwazai, also Pilwa Kwata, am I intern. So this year alone, we are creating more than 2,000 opportunities, job opportunities for the young people.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia has noted that there are no consensus among, that there was no consensus among stakeholders in Lusaka during district level submissions on whether to delimit a third constituency, apart from the two that were agreed upon, which include Kanyama and Mandevo. Speaking during the submissions, Lusaka District Electoral Officer Leferi Ndava said that during the district consultations held on 23rd February 2026 at Government Complex, stakeholders agreed that Kanyama, which currently has a population of 526,418, and Mandevu, which has 469,191 voters, should be delimited into Makeni and Roma constituencies, respectively. Mr. Ndaba has, however, disclosed that although stakeholders unanimously agreed on the two constituencies, many citizens have urged the commission to consider delimiting all seven constituencies in the district due to its rapidly growing population of over 2.2 million people. He explained that Kanyama and Mandevu are currently experiencing representational pressure and their delimitation would help improve service delivery.
During the sitting, I think we started with the Kanyama, and Kanyama, where Kanyama was split into two, naming the Kanyama Ward and Makeni. So from Kanyama and Makeni went to Mandevu. Mandevu was split into two, so that we have maneuvered from the upper part there, and on the down part we had Roma. So on Makeni, consistency. So the ones that were gotten were Mkolo, Almanga, and Makeni here. Then for Roma, it was Roma were detailed, Murungusi, Werere, Justin Kawe, and Chaisa.
Meanwhile, ECZ Chairperson Mangala Zalamis assured citizens that the commission will take into account all submissions received and has called for calm, stating that the commission will ensure the fair distribution of the 70 constituencies. And some stakeholders who attended the submissions also urged the ECZ to consider allocating more than two additional constituencies to Lusaka in view of its large population. The government says it is optimistic that the number of women participating in this year's elections will rise due to a series of interventions aimed at empowering female candidates. Speaking to a group of aspiring women politicians hosted in the National Assembly Gallery this morning, Gender Division Permanent Secretary Mayinga Kabika revealed that over 1,000 women have so far expressed interest in contesting for positions ranging from councillor to member of parliament. Ms. Kabika explained that government is intensifying efforts to build capacity among women intending to join politics, with initiatives such as resource mobilization, training in voter engagement, and other support programs designed to address barriers that have historically limited women's participation in political office. She added that government is committed to closing gaps that hinder women from vying for leadership positions across the country.
This was motivated by the Bill 7. At least this has enabled the women to come out and they see opportunities in the extra opportunities that are being created, and of course the extra appointments. But that's also not to say that the women should just be given the difficult areas. Please, as I would like to appeal to the parties, various party leadership, to also consider women in the areas where they are able to win.
Meanwhile, Valerina Masiku, an aspiring candidate for Chikankata Council Chairperson, has welcomed government's approach, but called for additional measures to ensure women are not only nominated, but also actively supported at all levels of political leadership.
Could see literally actually for yourself that there was only like 3 women representation, and that's why we are happy about the Bill 7 that was passed, where the percentage has gone up for us as women, so we can have a voice, we can have more voice who would stand also for the women.
The Zambian Civil Liberties Union, ZCLU, together with 51 immigrant rights organizations worldwide, has joined a landmark case before the Supreme Court of the United States as amicus curiae, filing a legal brief in the closely watched Trump versus Barbara case, which could have major implications for birthright citizenship in the U.S. The collision amicus brief was successfully filed on 27th February 2026, ahead of oral arguments scheduled before the court on 1st April 2026. The case has drawn global attention as it challenges Executive Order 14160 issued by Donald Trump on 20th January 2025, which seeks to restrict the recognition of U.S. citizenship for certain children born in the United States to immigrant parents. The litigation began on 27th June 2025. When a nationwide class action lawsuit was filed in the United States District Court for the District of New Hampshire by immigrant families using pseudonyms to protect their identities. Among the plaintiffs is Barbara, a Honduran asylum seeker who was expecting a child in October 2025, Susan, a Taiwanese student visa holder whose daughter was born in April 2025, and Mark, a Brazilian applicant for permanent residence whose son was born in March 2025 and had initially been issued a U.S. passport. ZCLU Acting Executive Director Derek Chekwa said the union's participation reflects its broader commitment to defending fundamental rights and protecting vulnerable communities beyond national borders. In Global News.